Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series New Creation in Christ. Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org. Subject of this audio: The Fair Cooperation of the New Creature. Chapter 1. When There Is More Than One. This new theme is part of the series on the new creation in Christ and aims to follow up on the other subjects that precede it, namely 1. The new creature in Christ Jesus. 2. Forgetting those things which are behind. 3. Reaching forward to those things which are ahead. 4. Vocation, calling, and election. 5. Conscious of the context of life and destination of the new creature. One of the outstanding characteristics of the condition of the new creation that God grants to those who receive Christ Jesus as Lord in their hearts, in addition to many others presented in the Scriptures, among which several have already been seen in the themes mentioned above, is the one that expresses the fact that being a new creature is not a calling for a person to be isolated. In the simple fact that a person was created by the Lord and received from God the condition of a new creature for believing in Christ Jesus, there is already a life relationship established between this person and one's Creator. When a life is conceived, one is automatically inserted into a context of a relationship with the Creator who sustains it, as well as with other individuals around that person. And once an individual is part of larger sets that involve living relationships, one may cooperate with them or oppose them, for whenever there is a scenario that contains more than one individual, the theme about cooperation also automatically becomes present. If a person is part of a set, what one does or does not do also affects, to a greater or lesser extent, the set in which one is inserted. And this same principle applies more widely also to the new creature in Christ. That is, a very expressive part of God's calling to those who come to be constituted as a new creature in Christ Jesus also encompasses a variety of aspects related to their participation in the collective contexts in which they find themselves inserted. If the natural man was already created not to live isolated or dissociated from one's Creator or one's fellow men, much more is the new man in Christ called to relate to God and other people, for one of the central and essential aspects by which the work of Christ on the cross of Calvary was carried out has as its objective precisely the reconciliation of people with God and also among themselves. On the other hand, as a new creature, a Christian is not called to seek to relate to God or other people merely in ways or forms that have as their reference point or are based on the relationship parameters of the natural man or that were adopted by a person before one was constituted a new creature in Christ or made new in the Lord. Once a person has become new in the Lord by having received Christ Jesus into one's life, the fundamental aspects of one's relationship with God and with other people have also changed, even if other people around that individual who has received the condition of a Christian do not experience a similar change in their respective lives. Those who individually come to believe in Christ Jesus, and therefore receive the condition of a new creature in the Lord, receive in Christ new heavenly enablement for a new living and walking in God, but also receive new enablement and provision from God to cooperate, according to the heavenly will, with the collectives that the Lord wants a Christian to cooperate with. As a new creature in Christ, a person receives a new inner condition that also results in new conditions to experience in a differentiated way the relationship both towards God and towards other people. And these new conditions, in turn, need to be known and practiced so that they work in cooperation with the relationships that are objectified for those who have become new in Christ. Aspects similar to those being described in the last paragraphs above are already mentioned in the themes The Fellowship of Christians in the World and The Christian in the World in General, in which we also mention the importance of fellowship among Christians and Christians walking as children of light so that they manifest themselves as the salt of the earth and the light of the world, as is the express will of the Lord Jesus Christ for the lives of those who come to believe in Him. And although there is already a broad coverage in the materials referenced above on various aspects of a Christian's relationship with the individuals of the groups with which the Lord intends for one to cooperate, it seems to us highly significant to still address a little more about the multiple or mutual cooperation that should take place when there is a multiplicity of relationships in focus. When the matter of a person's relationship with God or with one's fellow people is present, a crucial aspect to be observed is that the participation of multiple parties also involves multiple responsibilities and measures of participation of each party in the most varied circumstances of these relationships. To relate with God or other individuals, a Christian is invited by the Lord to know aspects that are up to this Christian regarding the other parts of the relationship, but one is also called to know the points that are up to the other parties in relation to the Christian and the sets with which they intend to cooperate. When the matter that multiple individuals should have a role or participation in some collective set is put on the agenda, it is necessary for a Christian to grow in understanding about what the proper share of one's participation is, but also what a fair or appropriate share that is up to the other parties involved is. A sober understanding of fair cooperation measures can contribute significantly and even immeasurably to the person who knows them, for a person may not be cooperating with a collective for which it would be appropriate to cooperate because one omits oneself from doing one's part, but also, on the other hand, because one wants to collaborate in an excessive measure or that is not due. As much as a person may want to cooperate with God or help other people, if one does so in an inappropriate or disproportionate way to what is appropriate for him or her, the good one aims to do may actually be more subject to the risk of being harmful than beneficial. Similarly, it is crucial for a Christian to exercise caution with the help that others offer him or her in order not to place oneself in subjection to propositions that claim to want to help, but which, in essence, are offered with characteristics of supposed help that is not pertinent to be carried out by those who offer it. The willingness to cooperate and receive cooperation, as well as all other aspects of the Christian life, is also an aspect that needs to be seen, understood, and practiced according to what the Lord established as appropriate in this matter for His children, and not according to their own understanding or of the world. Thus, in the following chapters, we would like to highlight once again some aspects specifically related to the context of fair cooperation to which Christians, as new creatures in Christ Jesus, are called by the Lord.